All right, and we're live. This is the first episode of Bare Knuckles and Brews with Vince and Sheena. We got a very special guest today. But first of all, let's shout out our sponsor for the day. Shout out Mary Jane's House of Glass. Go check them out. You know, they're supporting us. They support BKFC. And you know, check them out. So, we got a very special guest. I think we're the very first, podcast, the very first show to bring, the UK badass, and his lady, Tyler Goodjohn,
one of my on the favorite cats. Yes, he is. Yes, he is one of the best. He's not only a pretty bloke, but he is a badass motherfucker when it comes to one and only bare knuckle fighting, and we're all about right, to bring, him on.
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's up,
bro? How are you? What y'all drinking on?
Prosecco. Wait, you got Grey Goose?
I can't even spell that.
What, Prosecco?
Neither can
he. No, I can't spell it. Don't worry.
It's all right. Good. Looking good, guys. I see you're holding somebody else's alcoholic beverage.
Yeah. You just gone out.
Right on, man. So, Vince, what are you drinking on tonight, Vince?
Man, I've got an assortment. My favorite, here we go.
Grey Goose.
You still?
Fancy fucker.
Grey Goose and Red Bull. They're not paying me for this. If you do want to pay us for this, then, hit us up. And then also, you can't forget, it is that time. The Corona.
That's all right. It was awesome. Yep. So, Tyler.
Vince, are you that guy who will refuse to drink shit vodka then?
No. I don't drink shit vodka. No. Only the best.
Rushkinoff is somewhere in Eastern Europe's finest, I suppose.
It's probably made from powder.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, if I lived, across the pond with you guys, I would probably know about, far greater spirits than you guys.
The shit you're drinking's from France. It ain't that bad.
It's not that bad.
From France, to be fair.
So, Tyler,
what you guys drinking on, Alyssa? Tyler, what you guys drinking?
Prosecco. You know what Prosecco is? It's like
it's champagne, but it's not made in champagne.
Yeah.
It's okay. The same thing.
Oh, it's the same thing, but it's not.
It's not made in like the right place, but it's the same shit.
I got it.
What's up, Kevin?
So, Tyler, for anybody that doesn't know you or doesn't know of you, which they should, if they're not, then
if you don't know who I am, I don't want to know who you are.
Right. So, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Your name, where you're from, and hey, man, what do you do?
I'm 28. I'm an IT consultant now. I am 28. I've been boxing about 20 years. I was an amateur. I had about 70 amateur glove fights. Then I turned professional gloved when I was 18, 19. And then was pro for about 7 years and then retired. Also got banned. And then fell into the world of bare knuckle boxing, the real game. Do you know what I mean? The real sport. So.
I got you. Yeah. So, when you say you got banned, what do you mean by what you?
I got my ass slapped and got my license taken away. So basically, what happened was when I was boxing at when I won the English title and everything else, I was fighting at 10 stone, but I used to have to do ridiculous things to make 10 stone, as you know, Sheena.
Yeah, yeah.
No. We need to know what's the stone to pound conversion there, bloke.
It's
there's 14 pounds in a stone.
Yeah, it's 14 pounds in a stone, and it's 2.2 pound to a kilo, isn't it?
Right.
Sound like a bunch of drug dealers, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah, we can equate the kilos, but the stone really throws us off over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't even remember what
a stone. A stone. A stone's like 14 pounds. A stone. 14.
Gotcha. I was doing the math in my head already.
Right.
So I was basically losing. I was losing like about 14 pounds in a week when I was making 10 stone, like the last week or whatever. And I just went on, like I'd done like a podcast thing and was talking about it. Just like said what I'd done, like saunas, salt baths, all that kind of stuff. And then a week later, the board sent me a letter and said they'd take my license away from me. I then rung them up and they were like, you're going to have to get a lawyer and everything else, come down in front of the board. And I went, you know what, I'm retired, I'm done.
Right.
What about you? Know what I mean? I weren't trying to glamorize it or anything.
Right.
And it was just, I was just saying, like, I'd done this to make, well, the last time I made 10 stone. It was the wrong thing to do, a box like a fucking pile of shit. Do you know what I mean? So it wasn't in any way going, oh, yeah, I got the edge over my opponent. But yeah, that's just, to be honest, what had happened, right, at the time, about a week before my interview, oh no, yeah, the week after actually, a lad died in the boxing ring. And they reckon it was down to dehydration. So I think they pretty much just was out to make an example of me. Do you know what I mean? Like, just ban me and say, look, you can't be. Yeah, bad timing all round, really.
Yeah, oh, man. I mean.
So how did you get into the bare knuckle scene?
Well, through that, really. Like, because, like I say, the door was shut on boxing. And I was just going to walk away from it all. And then. And then I see on the news they were talking about bare knuckle boxing, and I just thought, oh, this is going to suit my style, and I'm just going to go come and, you know, just have one, see how I get on, see if I enjoy it, and go from there. I had one, and I was just like, mate, this is my sport. You know what I mean?
Right, and you've been really successful as a bare knuckle boxer.
Yes, my ass,
if I'm not mistaken, you're currently undefeated right now. You've had a lot of success fighting, you know, at the BKB ring. Yeah, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, like, just I had my first one like close on to like, well, I think it was like June. Yeah, like June. So kind of up to like 2 years ago, I had my first fight. And then yeah, just about, I think it was about 5-6 months later, I had my next one. And then in my third fight, I fought the ex. Well, he was a world champion, so. I'm pretty much there now. I've only had 3 fights, so it's all happened very quickly, but I'm pleased. Right.
How was the transition from, you know, from like going from a glove sport into a very traditional type boxing style over to bare knuckle, and how is it over?
It seems like you're well respected in that world too, like everybody respects your hands.
The thing is, like, with the, I've always been a good boxer, but I've always liked getting involved in a fight too much. And that was the thing that worked against me as a pro glove boxer. I mean, I boxed at a really good level and was on TV and everything else, but I personally think I could have gone higher. I just wanted to be in Fight of the Night all the time. And like, I just literally stand there and just trade for like 10, 12 rounds. Whereas now, like the bare knuckle, you just can't even afford to be taking like silly little jabs because it will just tear your face. So it's actually making me box. Do you know what I mean? It's making me do what I should have done like a few years ago, really.
Right. I like that. One of the things that I really liked about bare knuckle boxing compared to other glove sports is it was more of a fight. It was more of a fight. It wasn't
street fight.
Not even so much a street fight, you know, because we still have rules. It was more of a fight compared to like an athletic competition. So, you know, you have to be like a certain level of crazy or kind of fucked up in the fucking head a little bit to do bare knuckle boxing. Yeah. So, who's this beautiful, beautiful, smoking hot woman right behind you? That's what I want to know.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
how can you not? Why don't who's that?
She's back there hiding. Let's hear what she got to say.
Yeah. Who's this wonderful woman?
I'm Alessa Savage. He knows. But I was literally just sitting here listening to you, thinking, like, I'm crazy, right? I'm a bit out there, but. You must be fucking wild to do BKB.
Oh, I'm not right. I'm not right at all. I'm
not
right
either. Absolutely crazy.
This is our world, man. This is our world.
I'll do some wild stuff, and it takes a lot to kind of scare me. But yeah, BKB, man.
What do you think about your man like getting in there and like I saw a video of him busted up and you kind of supporting him like while he was on a stretcher? How do you feel about that?
I forced him to go to the hospital, right? His head didn't stop swelling up for 2 days. Two fucking days. And I was like, this is enough now. We have to go. Like, he couldn't open his eyes, anything. But, I mean, I'll always support him, and I'll always take care of him.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
that's good.
What I'm supposed to do.
That's awesome. Like,
he supports and takes care of me, and that's just what I've got to do for him. He loves it.
And he needs it.
Yeah, he does need something.
Well, he's the baddest motherfucker in Europe, from what I understand.
In the fucking universe.
In the universe.
Nah, well, that's to be debated. Like we have another bad motherfucker on this side of the pond.
Everybody knows where I stand, though. I think that Tyler would like.
I think it's wonderful. And you know what? I've been around, you know, this sport and glove sports and shit for a long fucking time. And behind every successful man, boom, top tier, I don't care how far you go up, there is a rock solid, supportive, strong ass female right behind him. And I commend you for that, because it takes a lot through the dieting and the weight cuts and the training
and the
mood swings and not getting jealous because they're getting attention. And there's so much that they don't even know about. Right. So, you know, I just thought, you know, I would take a second and give you props, Alyssa, because hey, girl, that's a hard job. And, you know, good for you.
Do you know, like the thing with us too, which works well, is obviously everyone knows who she is. Do you know what I mean? And stuff like that. So she may be
more famous than you, Tyler.
Hey.
Give it
a couple of months. Give it a couple of months and my face will be.
There we go.
I'll be on mugs and all sorts.
Right on. So we still didn't say who Alyssa was. All right. We see Alyssa. We see she's this beautiful, wonderful, strong, badass, you know, chick that you got there. But, you know.
Am I allowed to talk about what I do?
Absolutely you are.
Absolutely. Please do.
We want to know you. We love you. Tell us about you.
She does the pipe round here.
In the years before I met Tyler, like the 5 years before I met Tyler, I started and maintained quite a good porn career.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Pardon?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Not at all. And it's very similar to fighting, actually. The life and the kind of the people that get into it and the way you have to like summon up these emotions that aren't really real. You don't hate the person that you're going to fight. Right. I don't like the person that I'm going to. Do you know what I mean? It's very similar.
Right. Mm-hmm. We got your webpage link down here at the bottom of the screen. Anybody who wants to check out Alyssa Savage webpage link.
Yeah.
Oh, we got you all. Look. You know,
we're actually going to go live after this.
Yeah, I've heard.
2 o'clock. Your time, right? 1 hour and 45 minutes. We got about 45 minutes more of you guys before we get ready.
And then we'll go on. So, have all of your fights have been over in the UK primarily? Have you really got a chance to travel outside of you know your area right now? And what is your future plan? Are you looking to travel? Are you available to travel? I mean,
I think the thing with me, like, look, America needs El Tornado. Needs it.
We need El Tornado.
That we need, you know. Do you know what I mean? So, they basically need someone like Conor McGregor's walking around with all this swag. They need someone to go, look, actually, this geezer's smashing it. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, they definitely need me. So, yeah, that's something that I want to
do. What's your contract look like right now with Dove and BKB?
I've got, like, another year with BKB. So, yeah, it's obviously something that I want. Like, this is the thing. And, like, everyone I spoke to has been like, oh, BKB won't work with BKFC or BKFC won't work with BKB, da-da-da-da, all that kind of stuff. So, it's...
I don't think it's true.
But I personally think, like, to get me over or get you guys over here or whatever, like, is only good for the sport. You have to put your stuff to one side and go, look, do you know what? Yeah. We want this sport to be big, like, and we want it to be mainstream. So we're going to have to start acting, like, appropriately and making things happen because, like, you know, just putting these shows on, the fact that, you know, you've got your hardcore fans who are going to love it and they're always going to love it. But we need to try and get out. So, like I say, the mainstream, I still get people who, like, I'm walking down the street and people are coming and getting pictures of me. And people are like, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm a bare knuckle boxer. And they're like, what, like in a field or something? And I'm like, nah, like it's the O2 at London. Like, it's all professional. Mm-hmm. So you need to get out to them people next, really.
Got you. Totally.
Yeah,
totally,
dude. Yeah.
Totally understanding.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. But, you know, to be the best, you got to beat the best, right?
Yeah.
That makes me think of the Pokemon theme tune.
The Pokemon.
Yeah. So Tyler, let me ask you a question. Like, what was your toughest fight at BKB? You know, was it Georgie? Was it Navarro? Like, who was it?
Yeah, like, they're all very different. You know what I mean? Like, my first fight.
Shout out to you for that. What you got right there? Let's go.
Oh.
some CBD.
Yeah.
CBD.
Yeah.
What did you do to the end of it?
CBD.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Alyssa. Fight that shit.
Yeah, so, they're all very different fights. Like, the Tiny Lafferty fight, that guy was, like, 2-0 and was just a complete lunatic from Scotland. And I sort of treat it as, like, a pro fight a little bit, come out and had a look, got on my jab and sort of took my time. And the guy just threw the kitchen sink at me and it was like, this is bare-knuckle boxing, this isn't boxing. Like, you need to get with it or you're going to get fucking left behind. He laughed at me and everything. I was like, shit, this is for real. This is not fucking about.
That's like some of that Game of Thrones. It was like,
did she just hit us with the Game of Thrones?
Yeah, she did. She got it with it. Got it with it. So, Tyler, I mean, I got to ask. I got to take it back, like, all the way back. What even got you into fighting? Like, you know,
he said, like, he got banned from boxing. Is
no.
Street
before
fight
this,
at this point.
Before,
like,
this, before it, what happened? I mean, you know, some kids played soccer, some kids box. How was
I started boxing at 10. I was a fat kid. My mom and dad just wanted me to lose weight, basically. So they took me down the gym. I actually lost my first 7 amateur fights in a row.
The fuck is that?
Damn! See, that heart, resilience, right there. All right, keep going.
Yeah, and it just like, do you know what it is? Like, I think my record after, like, 20 amateur fights, I won about 4 or 5. It was shit, do you know what I mean? But I just stuck at it. And then by the time I was about 14, it clicked. I made it to the semis of the nationals and then the finals. And then a year later, I won it. So it was like, it was cool. And then I turned pro when I was like 18, 19, which, to be honest, was too young. Like, I wish in hindsight, like, if I had my time again, I'd probably turn pro about 23, 24. Mm-hmm. I was a kid, do you know what I mean?
But you need to do it.
But yeah, like, it's all led me to where I am now. So mentally, I'm tougher and everything because I've been in with men since I was, you know, 17, 18. I was getting bullied about in a pro ring against men. So
it's a wee kid, you know?
Yeah, so I'm, you know, I'm tough. I know I can take it, which, you know, like, Sheena, you'll know, like, I think half of the mindset with going into a bare knuckle fight is that you've got to believe that you've got to be able to you can take a shot.
Right. Because you're afraid of it.
Mm-hmm. If you've got no faith in your chin, get the fuck out of bare knuckle boxing. I know a guy.
You know, so really, you know, realistically speaking, you know, we can kind of get down to the puncher. I mean, we're getting about 20 minutes in.
It's only 20 minutes.
I would love to see you come over here in the States.
And what's holding you back, bro? What's holding you back? Are you locked down under contract or what?
I'm under contract for like another year, I think, with BKB and that. Obviously, that we're in talks at the minute and stuff like that. So
it's, maybe Freeman will let us pimp
you out. Well, you're the cash cow for BKB, right?
Do you know what? Like, BKB are wicked. You know, they've really promoted me well. They've done a lot for me and that. Mm. Like,
you gotta respect that.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. So, I've got a, like I say, I've got to honour the fact that, you know, I've got another year and that, and then like we'll talk basically, because like I say, Jim and Joe, they've been wicked with me. They've really right. promoted me well, to be fair. Like,
I've known Freeman for a minute too, and you know, he's a nice bloke, nice guy.
you said bloke
equals man. That's what I mean. you know, Freeman, and obviously we all know I'm, you know, really, you know, deeply rooted with BKFC. I have, you know, I've been there since day one, but, you know, Freeman, I mean, he's been an awesome dude. He's been an awesome dude. He's never said anything negative to me or any of that, you know, and I think it's a great guy. Yeah.
Without anyone dares. I wouldn't talk no shit to you.
Yeah. I'm too cool for that. Yeah.
You're not a Gambino. Like, she's got her enemies. Like,
fuck that flat bitch pancake titty ass fucking.
I wasn't gonna bring it up, but you know, you got your enemies. So.
Whatever. I'll fuck I will knock that bitch into the shadow realm. Fuck her. All right, yeah, right on. So
Kyler, look, what do you think about what do you think about Jason? Like, I think that's a fucking super fight, in my opinion,
That for me is the fight. You know what I mean?
It's for everybody. That's the fucking fight.
That's the sport to take bare knuckle boxing mainstream. And that's simple as that. And BKB, BKFC. Like, we just got to make it happen, because this is what's going to make bare knuckle.
But you know, Dove and Feldman have beef, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's going to happen. And I don't know if you know this about me.
We haven't really, you know, they've just got to literally work together, earn money together.
They should.
We haven't got to speak together, do you know what I mean? We haven't got to be seen together, haven't been, or anything, like, just earn together. For the sake of it,
it's something that we learn at school.
And like I say, it's like, yeah, for the future, like bare knuckle boxing getting the coverage it deserves. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Do you know that I'm Jason Knight to the fucking death.
It's because you're from Mississippi and your country is hell.
You're gonna be Team Tyler after this.
Yeah. Is that how it's gonna go?
Yeah,
get out of your contract. Come stateside, and we'll make it happen, bro.
I think it would be awesome. Or maybe we can get Jason to go over there.
He's not under contract at all. So
right. So you
is
know,
he, is he not under contract at all, Jason?
No. We're gonna bring him on in a second if you want.
Right. Okay. Feldman doesn't hold us back.
No, well, I'm under an NDA. You're not under an NDA, but I am.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not under a non-disclosure contract, but you know, I mean, I disclose whatever I want. So
they'll sue me. They'll sue me if I say too much.
That's how I roll. But you know what I mean. But you know, everybody wants to see the fight, regardless.
Yeah.
So
that's the only fight. That's the only fight.
The only fight. So. You know, as long as everybody's doing things the correct way, and you know, just like Alyssa said, you know, the sport's kind of new. It's in its
Tyler, what do you? How you feel about Artem? How you feel about Artem? He's over there with you.
You said like that interview that you sent to me. The guy, like, literally, he tried to pretend that he wasn't in the room. He like tried to blend into the painting,
And then they were like, "Oh yeah, you can spar with him." And he was like, "Yes, anytime." Yeah. It was he came back to the room,
Right.
And Artem Lobov, right? Obviously, all this come about like a year ago. When I
you know another Artem? You know Nilo Artem?
He knows these guys. SEC. Artem.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
McGregor gym. They have people that fight for BKB. So, like, these guys know each other. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. I was like, I was messaging him, and nothing ever come back. And then obviously Jason went and beat him. I messaged Jason, and Jason got back to me within like half an hour and was like, 100%.
Because Jason's a real motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fight. We need to fight. I actually think
that me and Jason would be fucking bros after this. Yeah. I think we're literally like the same people by the sound.
There's a lot of respect. He has a lot of respect for you, bro.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've seen the videos and that's what I love about fighters, proper fighters. Mm-hmm. They're like, do you know what? Actually, he's really good, but I want to be the best and I want to test myself, and that's what it's all about. Isn't it?
And another thing we have over here in
the same shit so far is
the Police Gazette. The oldest bare knuckle boxing sanctioning entity ever. Oh, it's here in the United States, in Belfast, New York. And we have that at BKFC too. Are you familiar with John L. Sullivan and the old group over here in the United States? And does that title or that sanctioning notoriety mean, you know, what does that mean to you if
what, be considered alongside the people who basically invented like bare knuckle boxing? Yeah, that's to be honest, that is like, because over here obviously to win the British title as a pro glove boxer you win the Lord Lansdale title.
Okay.
So that's like a prestigious belt. People who like have then gone on to win a world title have still said my favorite belt is the Lord Lansdale belt. Do you know what I mean? So it's to be in something and to win something that means, you know, the is respected with the names that basically invented bare knuckle boxing. It's like, yeah, that would be crazy, you know. And that's
it goes back a while. So I got a question from a fan, Aaron. How do you feel about the fact Jason Knight was so interested in fighting you? And is he aware of your career? Compared to LeBeauf or Artem, who ignored your call-outs? I think we kind of like, you know, really touched base on that already, or you did, you know, the fact that Jason answered you, but Artem ignored you.
Jason was game, motherfucker. Artem Lobov.
Jason's going to be here in a second.
Yeah.
Some people are in it because they like fighting. Or
And that's
some
it.
People are in it because they like money.
Yeah.
And cars.
Alyssa? I got you.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Yeah. We got to get paid, right?
Like, people are going to do what they're going to do. But yeah, that's what it comes down to, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to step away for just a second, guys. I'm going to call Jay real quick.
All right. Call that hillbilly fucker. Tell him to quit running or whatever the hell he's doing. He will, too. He will answer a podcast, and he will be on a shrimping boat or something. I'm shrimping on a boat, shooting these gators, y'all. How you doing? You know what I mean? So, right on.
I kind of do this. It's kind of my job.
You can do it, man. I believe in you.
Yeah, we believe in you over here in the UK.
We believe in you, Vince.
We do.
You essential working motherfucker. He works for like the power company or something. He's working from home right now with like the big old space screen sped up deal in his house because they can't go to work. Speaking of quarantine, how have you guys been dealing with that over there? What's changed for you as far as your normal day-to-day life with this coronavirus type of our fucking lockdown? I know what it's like here in Michigan. I know it's less than what Vince is dealing with, because he can go to the fucking liquor store and they shut my shit down 3 weeks ago. How are you and Alyssa doing over there in the UK? What's the life where you live?
We're doing really good.
We're smashing the life out of it.
We are. Not to be assholes, but we kind of are loving it. Because we can work from home.
Right.
The work is obviously very fun. So Do you know what I mean? It's not that bad. We feel kind of bad about it, like that we're enjoying it too much.
Yeah, it for us, it seems like this is a proper holiday. You know what I mean? Like, my life is super, super stressful away from, like, lockdown life. Do you know what I mean? So, normal. So, I've been sort of forced into, like, just relaxing. And I'm like, do you know what? I needed this badly. Mm-hmm. This is sick, to be fair.
And when we first met, we, like, spent 10 days in a hotel.
Yeah.
So... yeah, this is kind of just like going back to how we met, which is quite cool. Mm-hmm.
I think that is the most positive, wonderful thing I have heard since the quarantine. But I get it, though. You know, I mean, we have busy schedules and training and everything. So getting to maybe take a little break, take a break at home, you know, like.
He's not taking you serious, Tyler.
Oh, Jason.
Yeah.
Tell him. He'll get a seriously Aggie email off me if he doesn't.
Well, you gotta come over here, bruh. You gotta come, bruv. That's what y'all say over there, bruv. Y'all gotta come over here, bruv.
Bruv.
I'm gonna send a tweet right to his phone, and he's not gonna like it.
It'll be very strongly worded.
Yeah,
and it won't have any emojis.
No love heart emojis.
All the emojis. We want all the emojis.
Oh,
yeah, hey, so is this the first time you guys done a podcast in the US?
Me, yeah, together.
Yeah,
we've done.
I appreciate it, man. We appreciate you guys too.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're gonna get to know us like real quick, so.
Hey, so hang on, I'll be right back.
It's all falling apart, man.
Don't mind part time over here.
I love how he's putting the bottle of vodka there. Like that's gonna be someone.
Yeah, that French bottle of piss, yuppie.
Hey, Vince, you bottle looking.
Hey, what?
Fucking right on, man. Right on, man. So, Tyler.
Yeah.
I know we were speaking a little bit about, you know, like, you know, how bare knuckle is over there and then how it is over here.
Yeah.
What differences have you seen from, like, our rule set and everything over here at BKFC versus over there at BKB, over there in the UK? I know our friend Josh Burns, actually a pretty good friend of mine. He's from my same state, and I've known him for many, many years. He was explaining a couple differences between the two sports, where BKB was more of like a gypsy fighter, very traditional type of, rule set. And over here at BKFC, like, we can clinch on the back and the neck and throw uppercuts and, you know, a little bit more dirty of fighting. And hey, our ref,
sorry, the person you're trying to reach has a voicemail box. Sorry.
Subscribed to my OnlyFans.
Did he?
He wants to have a proper look at me before he comes on here. I know
he's we live in bumfuck Mississippi, bro. Like, we don't always have signal. Like, it's how we live. It's how we live. I'll let y'all continue on.
Good. I was just asking Tyler, you know, how the differences that you know he knew about, you know, in between the rule sets, and you know, if he was maybe perhaps looking forward to, you know, having more of a non type of conservative. I don't even know if that's a fucking word, but it is tonight of a. fight over here in the US. I want to bring you over here. I think you'd be great. You have very wonderful, educated hands. You are a very talented fighter.
I mean,
you're a fucking badass, man. You know, and then of course the ladies are all.
I appreciate that.
They got all over your pretty eyes and pretty teeth and all that.
you is kind of pretty though.
Do you know what it is, right? With me, yeah. Like, I like to think that, like, when you watch me, like, I'm just completely having fun with whatever, like, whatever we do, we're having fun.
Right. And,
like, when you watch us, I just hope that, like, it sort of just, like, brightens your day a little bit, because we're just so, like, I don't give a fuck about anything. Do you know what I mean? You know, it's like, I just want to have fun. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not out to hurt people. Like, apart from when I'm in the ring, of course. But like, when I'm not out to hurt people, I'm just out to have fun. And it's like, if I can just brighten a few days, oi, it's not bad work. Do you know what I mean?
That's right. You know what? It's not a day
wasted. It's a bad word. It's a bad word. Better. Is that what he said?
If you made the day better for somebody else, not being an ass.
What's going on? I can't see me now.
Right on. So during this quarantine, you have what have you been doing as far as trying to stay busy? I mean, granted, we can't go to the gym. All right, my gym's closed the fuck down. I don't have one right now, so I'm just doing whatever I do at home on the internet and blah 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 blah. And you know, I have I've seen that you have taken a step into another direction as far as income, shit to do, shit that's fun.
Yeah, do what you gotta do, man.
So why don't we,
sounds like Tyler's been bossing up and doing his own thing.
Can I just say one thing, right? This
sure.
I've not had a wank, right, since this lockdown started. So I think that pretty much tells you how my lockdown's been. Do you know what I mean?
I haven't had to have a wink because y'all like and you have a good, and you have a good woman. So I know a couple of people seen your quarantine video that
it was insightful, like, for a hype.
Oh dude, it was circulated fucking everywhere. And like even
let's
after
go, let's
like,
go, let's go.
They're like, is this your friend? And I'm like, yeah, that's him. I love him. That's right. You know what? And it's a good fucking message, and it grabbed a lot of attention. I think it's brilliant.
It's not, hey, make some people laugh.
It's not my fault. But your missus won't suck your dick in a field full of cows. Do you know what I mean? That is, like, so if you get the ump over that, that's a you problem. That ain't a me problem. Do you know what I mean? So.
110%. Oh yeah, it's fucking great. So I just can't. I'm trying. I'm holding it together really well.
Come on.
Doing awesome, Vince. Do you have any questions for Tyler right now? Do you need help opening your Corona, bro?
No. I got this.
Again, where's Simpson?
He's sort of parading it about a bit. Like, you know, when like a kid's like having their first drink and he's like, even when he's drunk, he's still carrying the bottle about. He's sort of doing that without a Corona, really.
I feel like he didn't get the charge when he first bought it out. Yeah. So he wants to make sure everyone sees
just
it.
Just like the bloke. Yeah.
Oh, Vince, how ironic.
just like the bloke at a party holding his bag, but not lit because he just likes to hold it, right?
Yeah, you know, like them sticks, them candy sticks. Do you know what I mean? When you're a kid and you walk around, you're like, oh, I'm a bad man. I've got candy sticks. Like a
the fuck out of those. Did you ever see the ones with the bubble gum on them where you can blow out the top?
The trouble with this conversation, if it gets onto sweets, cereal, the US kick our fucking ass. So I can't then come back with something better because you guys do it far better than what we do.
It's because our food is poison. That's why.
It's because
bullshit. Our food is poison here. It's all bullshit.
Well, yeah. Well, there is that, but
right. So there's
okay.
That.
We got
cereal into the conversation.
Vince is smashed.
That is what?
I'm not smashed, bro. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me.
Anyway,
get out of my face. Get out of my face.
Down. All right.
Can I just say one thing, please. Right, so I just want to like a big shout out to Aaron Connor and MMA Videos because they are literally the people that have really brought my profile up. They've done so much for me, and I'm really grateful. Aaron, who's always coming and taking videos and pictures of me and Alessa, just want to say a massive shout out. And if you ever need a wicked video or picture taken, Aaron Connor on Instagram, he's the man. And then my videos.
So that's the guy that is uploading.
Mm-hmm.
That had. All right, so that guy.
Them pictures are badass as fuck.
They are badass as hell. They are awesome.
Love women.
So I had to get
that in because I really do appreciate them. They do a lot for me.
Absolutely. So I got a
Dollar. So are you trying to come? Are you trying to come fight for BKFC or what?
Wait, if they can offer me enough money.
Yeah, it's all about the money, bro.
Oh, we pay good over here. They pay good over here.
I happen to have the inside scoop. I'm contractually obligated to keep my mouth shut. But
I won't keep my mouth shut. They pay
good. We pay well. I'm under a non-disclosure. Feldman will take me to court if I say anything more, but I will say Georgie reached out and said, you guys are not getting blessed the way that you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Not considering the amount of work that.
And you have to, sell a certain amount of tables and yada, yada, yada.
A lot of work. If we fighters took it down to how much we have to train, how much we have to prepare, how much we have to spend on special food and supplements and everything else and the amount they get paid. A lot of them, they don't do it to get paid. They do it because they love it. But you know what? We got to keep the lights on and we got to keep the bills paid. So,
yes.
You want to touch base on that, Tyler?
Tyler, what do you weigh right now, bro? In American fucking language.
Probably about 40 pounds.
You know how to speak in pounds?
What question do you want me to answer first?
Answer mine because his is completely bullshit.
We're not talking stones here, bro. Bruv, that's what they say over there, right, bruv? When I was talking to stones, bro.
I'm going to answer your question first when I can remember what it was.
Wait, what was it?
Yeah, it was about it was about bare knuckle boxing.
No.
Are you sure?
It was
about bare knuckle boxing.
What did you say?
I was touching base on how
I need to know. I need to know what Tyler's weight is right now. Like, we ain't talking to you, Sheena. We ain't talking to you right now. We ain't know what Tyler weighs. He looks fat. He looks fat.
Anyways, he's not fat. He's not.
I look fat.
All right.
Don't say that.
I'm gonna
be complex already.
I've got a fucking porn creator think about.
He's like feather. He's a featherweight fighter. All right, featherweight boxing.
45. What's that in stones?
No. Featherweight 45 is MMA. Boxing a little bit more. So
145. What's that? 10 and a half stone.
I don't know, bro. We don't do the mid-range around here.
All right, so he's right around 155, man. It's all right. It's okay. My
that's 11 stone, 1 pound.
11 stone, 1 pound. All right, so if one stone is 14, then there you go.
145 pounds is 10 stone.
There you go. There you go. Get a calculator, baby.
Seems legit. Yeah.
For sure. But how, anyways, as a, how, you know, the amount you get paid to fight versus the amount it costs you to prepare to fight, how does that even out for you?
And, I've been really lucky.
You love it. You got to love the sport because I know I don't pay that well.
The thing with me, right? When I first started BKB, I come in and I'm really lucky. I've got a really good business. I do like personal training and boot camps and stuff like that, and I'm doing really well and stuff like that. So I basically went. I come into BKB because I missed the fighting. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just wanted that buzz back. So I come into bare knuckle boxing and I went, do you know what? Like, I'm literally going to do this just for fun, like, because I don't need to do it for the money anyway. So I trained for the first like couple of fights, and then obviously the level just gets better. So it obviously then takes a lot more of your time. and stuff like that, and means, you know, then meant time off work or whatever.
I got a comment in the messages here. The man himself, David Feldman. Let's go, my man. Come on and fight for real. Come over here and fight for a real company. Let's go.
All right, boss. Step up, boss.
I have another one. Come and fight for a real company and come get the money that you deserve. Ooh. And that is from the man, the CEO, David Feldman himself. And you know what? He would not be commenting on this live stream, and he would not publicly say that if he did not mean it. How do you react to something like that?
Boss man knows.
All right, Jim, Joe, where you at? Come on. Step up.
We're trying to get you over here, bro. Like, what's going
to
take?
I want to come to America.
What's going
to
take?
At the end of the day, America is where, look, you want, when you're a fighter, when you're a kid growing up, you always want to go and fight in America because, you know,
that's what the leaders did, right?
World, you know what I mean? That is how it is. Like, so.
And you grow up, it's like America, like the bigger, better, amazing place that's so much better than England.
Amy Winehouse, Beatles, like, yeah.
You gotta remember the Beatles came from the UK, Vince.
Sorry?
Did you see the Beatles, or was that Tyler?
Yeah.
What, no, that was
definitely. All right. I was letting the Stone shit go, but not the Beatles.
All right. We got a couple comments. We're going to see who wants to ask Alyssa. And,
Mark.
Hold up. We got somebody that's has an opinion here.
Somebody
has an opinion on the internet. News broadcast.
Oh, it's a fellow Brit, right?
Well, if it's Mark.
Good and, beer. What you know about good beer?
Not a Brit. Not a Brit. Because not everybody's Britain.
Oh, no, he doesn't know how to use a computer.
I know, Mark. Hi, Mark, mate. Mark, come over from the UK to Valor and iron some geezer.
Oh,
like,
I thought you fuck.
Mate, like, right. Proper. Like,
Mark, God beer.
Mark,
good beer.
God beer. What do you think about Mark, man? He's telling you right now. He's saying the USA is where the good money is at.
Mark Godbeer, yeah, he's the type of geezer, right? If he was in bed with your missus, he'd fluff his fucking pillow, mate. That guy, he's a lump, mate. He's a lump.
No, you're calling Mark old.
Where's your drink at? Where's your drink at, Mark? We'll bring you on, bro.
He's not calling him old.
I'm not calling him old. I'm saying
he's not calling him old.
No. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Good, man. So I really hope that we're able to link something up. I really hope that we're able to get you over here in the States. I think the
Feldman wants you here. Like, we want you here.
I want him here.
Yeah. I want 100%. That's where I want to go. Like, I'd love to be an absolute pleasure to come out there.
So
I've had so many fans from the US like message me like in the last sort of, like 6 months and that. It's been crazy, like a lot of Mexican fans and stuff like that. So it'd be great to come over and see people.
You don't have to appropriate, bro.
I put that fake bottle down. You're not even having a drink. I ain't seen you have a drink yet.
So I know we've talked about Jason Knight. I'm not sure how much you follow bare knuckle fighting here. I know we talked about Jason Knight. We have some other tough ass cats over here too. We have Johnny Bedford and Jim Allers and a couple other people that are in your weight class too. You know, who do you think is the money fight? Who do you think that you see in the future? Tyler Goodjohn coming over to the United States. Who
He knows who it is. Like, it's not a question, right?
I'm asking him. I'm asking him. I'm asking Tyler.
Well, he knows. He knows. We all know.
All right, right. First of all, that Johnny Bedford, right?
Right.
He's like a paperweight. The geezer's like, the geezer looks like he's made out of spaghetti. And he's calling me out. He's
like, Crazy like, Horse pieced him up a little bit, though.
He's like, oh, yeah, knock you out. I was like, oh, what were them arms? Sure?
He's got credentials, though. Johnny Bev, he's got credentials. He's fought for all the top promotions. He's fought for the UFC. He is currently undefeated at BKFC. And
I'm trying so hard right now to be objective. He's champ.
He not only has the BKFC title, but he also has the Police Gazette title.
The what?
You cannot deny Johnny Brutal Bedford.
Well, if you can't deny it, babe.
I can't deny it.
You can't deny it.
Right.
I mean, it's Johnny fucking Bedford. But, you know, paperweight. I mean, I would love it. I would love to see Tyler, good John, from the UK, our wonderful English lad, to come over here and face somebody like Johnny Brutal Bedford. Because you know what? I think that would be a great fight. I think it would be a great fight for you to fight anybody. You know?
Yes. Well, it has got me in. I am 50% of any fight, so it's going to be good. Do you know what I mean? If you've got 50% of me in anything, it's going to be good. So if I've got Spaghetti Bedford, or whatever his name is, like against me, it's going to be a good fight because I'm 50% of that. Do you know what I mean?
I like the way you say that. You have 50% spaghetti. Fuck it. With all spaghetti over here. I mean, undeniable.
I haven't seen Tyler drink a sip in like 30 minutes.
Oh, dear. Are you drinking out of what you kick your bottle in?
Yeah, it looks like a spitter.
Or if you
put
that Grey Goose into a protein shake. It's like a NutriBullet or something, yeah.
Uh-huh. For sure, for sure. So Tyler, let's I mean I'm looking at the clock here. We got about, I don't know, 10-15 minutes.
No, about 8 minutes. They gotta go live on their OnlyFans. We need to promote that real quick.
I just wanted to talk about your new avenue.
Yeah,
with fighting and your new type of approach to a different avenue, making money, this and that, with adult films. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Let us know, for those that are interested, where to follow you, where to watch.
We're going to put it down.
All that shit. Yeah, put it down. Put the link down. Tyler, tell us about it.
Here we go.
So basically, what it is, like me and Alessa, like it's a really nice story, like that we actually she was one of the BKB is being shown on Television X, which is one of the channels over here for adult entertainment. So she was one of the walk-on girls, and I just went to one of the shows as just to watch the show. Do you know what I mean? I weren't fighting. And then we got pushed into the most awkward photo ever by the box of Television X.
Such a bad
it was
photo.
And it turned out to be the worst photo ever, but... He was the most beautiful man
I'd ever seen, and I was just like... It was so bad.
The boss of Television X was Anna, was like, you make a beautiful couple, you two, and we were just sort of like giggling and that, and then we just started messaging.
You know, do you know what she asked, babe?
What?
She asked about your new career, not how we met.
Yeah, I know, but I'm coming on to that.
We're getting to the climax.
Okay.
You know when someone really fucks your flow up?
Have it, Tyler.
Oh, absolutely done me. Yeah, so we had our first date. She quit to be with me, made that commitment. We've sort of just been on an adventure ever since. And then about 2 weeks ago, you're like, do you know what? Actually, we're gonna have a go at this porn game, you know. I'm sort of learning the ropes slightly.
She was shooting it with me anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it really made sense because he was shooting it with me anyway, because obviously he's the only guy that I stood these days. So it made sense for him to have his own with his own following if he was going to be doing it for me anyway. And yeah, they love it. And it's so easy, like, especially for him, like, it just suits his personality down to a T. It really does. It does.
Alyssa, I got a question for you real quick, baby.
Yo.
How do you feel about Tyler's like following, like all these girls that are all over him talking about how, you know, how badass he is, and you know, how you feel about that?
Sexy, sexy looking bloke with good teeth and those pretty eyes, looking like Jason Momoa from
I wouldn't want to say all that, but you know, it's been happening.
They're getting it.
Yeah. It is. It's like they look at him, but I'm the one that gets to put my tongue places.
In my
I don't know if I don't think we can.
I can't hear him.
So they can love him as much
as they want. Vince is straight on out after this.
Right.
Yeah, come on, Vince.
So if anybody was
They're going to get me in trouble.
Interested. So if anybody was interested or if they want to view or take a sneak peek,
tell the people.
Where can we watch you? No judgment. Whatever.
Alyssa's thing up here. We got Tyler's chicken across the bottom.
Oh, right on the bottom. I see it scrolling.
Oh,
yeah, like the New Year's blink and shit right on the bottom.
Oi, in all honesty, right, it is basically, look, if you want to watch two beautiful people make beautiful sex, either Savage or the OnlyFans Tornado.
Anyone that says anything about that are haters. They're haters.
It's so cheap for you guys, yeah? It's like $7 for a month subscription.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much content. There's a lot of stuff. Live videos, normally you have to like pay per minute, like $3 a minute. It's all included, just in the 1 month price. It's good.
I hate both of you guys.
I love them. I think they are brilliant and they are beautiful. And
they're both. Tyler's a badass fighter.
I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, she's a badass.
You got a porn star girlfriend, and they're their own boss. And like, it ain't fair, bro. It ain't fair. You got the card stacked in your favor. It's not fair.
Yeah.
He worked pretty hard.
It ain't easy being cheesy, bitches.
When I was a pro glove boxer, man, it was shit. Like, I was earning shit money. I was giving so much. And I was doing so much for people trying to be. I've always said to people, right, look, the way I act now is because for years I acted how people wanted me to act, and it didn't get me nowhere. So like now I just act who I am, and it's blown up because I'm out of being me now. Do you know what
that's
I mean?
The good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be you. You'll find your place.
100% of the time.
And that place will find you. So, Tyler and Alyssa, we are getting towards the end of our podcast. I would like for you to take this opportunity to thank any of your
sponsors. Shout out your sponsors.
Shout out your sponsors. Where do we find you?
Who's supporting you guys? Like, who? Shout out your team. Shout out your team.
Deputy Dom Dickham
deserves a shout out.
Yeah,
Deputy Dom.
Yeah, send me a link. We'll post it up.
For anybody that don't know, sorry. Go ahead.
Now, do you know what? Where it's like happening now is like people think, oh, it's all luck and it's all everything else. This has been 20 years of graft. Do you know what I mean? Like I've been through some lows, man. Like some proper lows in my life. And I'm here now, I'm having fun, and if you don't like what I'm doing, then go fuck yourself, because I'm having fun, and I'm really that concerned.
Get on somewhere, yeah.
All right.
And where's, where's Jason at? Is he swallowed it or what?
We live in bumfuck Mississippi. Okay. He's he wants to be on. Do you want to talk to Jason?
Well, yeah, like. Yeah.
We want to talk to Jason.
Stay like with us for a second. Hey, you know that I manage Jason, right? And I try to be objective. Okay, I try to be objective.
And he's cool. Jason is cool, man.
He's country as they fucking come. Mm-hmm. He's as game as they fucking come.
Oi, you got a cowboy hat.
I never seen him with a cowboy hat.
That's a different kind of country. That's a different kind of country.
Maybe he has a cowboy hat. Maybe he has a cowboy hat.
We've got to ask him.
Yeah, I had to send the wrong one in my basket about half an hour ago.
It's a different kind of country. They don't cowboy hat it down there, but they wear straight. They wear shrimp boots and they go gator hunting in the bottom.
Because I'm from a farm. My dad's a farmer. I'm from a farming family. So,
for whatever reason.
You appreciate hard work.
Yeah. I thought it was somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody else. So, Jason is an answer.
Sorry, did I say that out loud?
You did.
Oh, Jason's left me hanging.
He's left you hanging.
Oh, dear.
Sad. It was all going to go well so nicely, and we're all going to be friends.
He ain't worried about you. Like,
I mean, we just had a podcast a couple days ago. He's like, I need 6 months to prepare.
That's the fight to make, though, Tyler. You know that's the fight to make.
It is a fight to make. It's a good money fight and this and that, but, you know, we'll get it. You know what?
We'll make it happen, bro.
Do you burp Jason as well?
Right.
Sorry? Say again, bro. No. Alyssa, get your hand off his mouth. Is that how she does you, bro? Is that how y'all roll? Does she cup your mouth like that all the time, Tyler?
So I usually have a bowl in it.
Yeah.
I have a little stake in the game.
Wait, you know, did you hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
I said, do you burp?
He is boring.
Do you burp Jason as well?
I'm Jason's manager.
Yeah, do you burp him as well?
Just stop.
Trying not to be this way, bro, because we're doing this podcast.
This is so funny.
You know the respect, though, bro.
I'm only messing. I actually really like Jason. I genuinely think we'll be proper good.
I'm sorry,
Vince. All right, so. So I think that we should do a future podcast with Jason Knight when Mr. Hollywood.
Ryan, bro. He's too busy for y'all. He ain't worried about Tyler.
He's not self-isolating, is he?
When he's not busy, I think we need to do a show with
y'all, man. I'm sorry.
We need to do a show with Tyler Goodjohn. And Jason.
He doesn't
want to
make
his client
look bad.
We're gonna end this real quick.
We're gonna do a show with
both of them.
You're gorgeous. Look
at my eyes. That's right, baby. That's right.
That was fun, it was a lot of fun, man.
Hey, we appreciate you guys, you know what it is, right?
It'll be real nice to meet with people like in person, you know what I mean? That's what's gonna be sick, so we're gonna have fun, man.
we're here bro
yeah, we're gonna have fun definitely.
Tyler, Alyssa, thank you both so much.
Love you guys, man. Thank you for doing this for us.
I appreciate your guys' time.
Y'all got work to do in about 56 minutes right now, as I understand.
So, subscribe to the, I mean, if you want to see what Tyler and Alyssa.
Hey, shout out your OnlyFans, fans only.
But if you want to see the champ, fuck like a champ. The bottom.
Shout out your
rest on it.
Fans well. Only.
And then if you want to see me bash someone up, then go on YouTube.
I'm jealous, bro. I don't want to see all that anymore.
No, you subscribe.
I want to see all of it.
No. It's not fair. Like, it's not fair.
Who cares?
To be a badass fucking bare knuckle fighter with a porn star girlfriend with a big hog. It's not fair.
Like
I kind of feel like if I left these two in a room alone, it would something would be going on, you know. It's a bit
thank
of a like.
Guys, thank you.
All right, yeah. Wind us up.